Welcome back to Marathon Park at the second intermission. Still no goals on the scoreboard. DC Everest 0, Walsall West 0. Warriors have outshot the Evergreens for the night 21-6. Shots on goal in that second period were 10-3. I guess what's disappointing is the way this game's being officiated. Power plays are going to be rare. We've only had two penalties called, and the Evergreens one chance with a 5-on-4. Didn't get any shots on goal. The Evergreens' power play just wasn't well organized. Walsall West got a shorthanded look at the net. Pretty good in play and goal today from Ethan Hurt. In fact, Hurt's having one of his better games of the season. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Adam Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. Now accepting new patients in Clover and Walsall. The Bone and Joint Center, 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services to the community. Learn more at bonejoint.net. This almost has the feeling of a 1-0 game, that whoever wins this, one goal may be all it takes. We are at 0-0 now. So, I mean, both of these goalkeepers are playing with, you know, zero margin for error. And, you know, the Evergreens, they've gotten a couple of good one-time looks. Walsall West, I mean, West is the more talented team. West is deep. You know, it's Walsall West United. I mean, players from all across the area sometimes transfer into Walsall West just to be a part of this hockey program. So West is always deep. I mean, every time you see them, they've got good skaters. But the Evergreens personnel done a good job battling against, again, one of the elite opponents. The Evergreens arrived here at 9-7-2 on the season and skated to a 1-1 tie in their last game Saturday against Lakeland. The Walsall West Warriors had a blowout victory on Thursday over East Merrill United, 12-1. They're 15-2 on the year. Walsall West always plays the best teams in the state, too. I mean, they've got a win over University School from earlier in the year. Go down and play Waukesha each year. So, I mean, Walsall West, an elite hockey program that plays at the very highest levels. We're going to get our third period underway when we come right back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, welcome back. Officials coming out onto the ice. Evergreens and Warriors will be on their benches in just a few moments, and we'll get our third period underway. Bleachers are full at Marathon Park, and why wouldn't they be? Again, I'm just looking at the areas around the boards behind the net that Walsall West will be moving towards. Yeah, we're like two and in some cases three deep here. There come the Warriors on the far side coming back onto the ice. And here come the Evergreens heading straight to their bench as we'll get the third period underway shortly. Ethan Hurt will be defending the goal right below our Fox Sports microphones, and we've seen Ethan Hurt at his best. Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Country Fresh Meats, Highways 29 and J in Weston. InterCity State Bank has simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. So, how does this one end? Third period about to begin. 0-0 hockey. As the hour grows later and later for a Tuesday night. Fun ending coming up here. Just hope it goes the Evergreens' way, because wins against Walsall West are so rare, so special. Davis Hackbarth will take the draw as the third period's about to get underway. Puck drops, and here we go. 17 minutes of hockey left in regulation to try and break this 0-0 tie. Ice is a little bit soupy after being resurfaced. West sends it right behind the net. Haynes is there. Evergreens take it back as Yakush tries to get that center off one of the Walsall West players back into the corner. Evergreens have a player closest to it. That's Ketton Ottinger. And here comes Yakush starting his rush. Yakush tried to get that ahead for Hackbarth. A little bit too long for him. Goes all the way in the corner. Evergreens will try and fight for this behind the net. Turned over, Colby Schmidt. Schmidt slid it right through the crease. Hackbarth couldn't close on it. Schmidt had it on the near side boards. It was a bouncing puck that came through the crease. Hackbarth was trying to close on the far side. Couldn't quite get there in time. Evergreen still hold this behind the net. Back out to the blue line. Jaglinski shot on goal. Blocked. Didn't get through. Jaglinski held in right in the center of the ice at the blue line. Had a pretty good look. Don't blame him for letting it fly. Evergreens are on a change. 1 minute down here in the third period and still 0-0. Wausau West long outlet pass. West tries to get this centered. Sippel is onside. Sippel is quickly engaged there by Kisley and turned over. Shot there from Wausau West near side. Blue line is wide. Ty Bailey. Wide of the near side post. Bailey had trouble locating the puck as it came back to him near the blue line. Shot in front again. Sippel near the net. And disrupting that chance was Parker Hurt right in front of Ethan Hurt. Bounces off the boards, goes out of the zone. Wausau West gets a couple of looks at the net, but still 0-0. 90 seconds now into the third period. Evergreens bouncing puck towards Kisley in front of the net. Couldn't quite get through. Comes all the way out to the neutral zone. Evergreens are back there. Circling back is Kenton Ottinger. Ottinger tried to get it to Yaku's bad pass into the skates of one of the Wausau West players and slides behind the net. Evergreen's got to be careful about turning the puck over. West still holds. Blue line. Shot deflected. Hurt didn't see the puck for a moment. Now has the near side post closed, and Ethan Hurt gloves it. Connor Wendell was on the near side post. He was engaged there, too, with Kitten Ottinger. Again, you just worry when Wausau West has so much traffic in front of the net that you're taking the goalie's eyes away. That was the case there, and Hurt still found it at the last minute. Smothered that puck. Evergreens win the faceoff in their defensive zone. Sent along the boards a little bit too far out in front. Evergreens have turned the puck over again, flicked towards the net, high over the crossbar. Yaku's is there. Slides it over to Ottinger, far side boards. Now Zinda tries to get it, still not out of the zone. West holds it in. That shot hit one of the Wausau West players, who is traffic in front. Chase Pollier wound up deflecting his own teammate's shot from the blue line. Ottinger, Evergreens, having trouble clearing. And now Zinda's going to carry it out himself across the red line. Zinda takes a deep hit. Going to play on through that. Zinda's still able to get the puck away behind the boards. Hackbarth comes back out onto the ice. Evergreens on a line change. Ortell is back out too. So is Colby Schmidt. And the Evergreens pick up the puck here at the red line. Colby Schmidt tries to get that ahead for Hackbarth. Carried into the zone, but Wausau West has a player there. Schmidt still keeps the chance alive. It's behind the net. Hackbarth back out to Hurt. Blue line shot blocked. Didn't get through. Again, the Evergreens, if you think it's open, why not let the shot fly from the outside? Evergreens on the near side, trying to get that to Colby Schmidt, a little bit wide, went right through the crease. West counterattacking two on two, one timer, and that's deflected into the corner. Good play there by Parker Hurt. Hurt disrupted Lucas Langolas. Langolas still has the puck, bouncing puck in front, tried to slide down to the goal line, a little bit wide there for Carson Marquardt. West still holds the zone, though. Evers player goes down to his knees. Ortell sacrifices his body so that that shot doesn't get through. Evergreens possess Hackbarth in the defensive end. Bouncing pass to Ortell. Didn't touch it. Didn't make the connection. It is icing. Wausau West will get an offensive zone faceoff. Wow, entertaining hockey. You see the score 0-0, and you think, nothing's going on there. Not the case at all. 13:20 to play in the third period. Evergreens' Kyle Jaglinski will take the draw. No, just got called out of the circle. Come on, Kyle. Quinton Shiro now takes the draw. Shiro wins it, goes back to the blue line. West about hit their own player in the backside. And the Evergreens have Kisley closest to it. Now Yaku's behind the net. Yaku's tries to get out of the defensive zone. No, turned over at the blue line. Shot on goal. Hurt with a save again. Wausau West sure is out shooting the Evergreens. Probably frustration starts to set in there. Jake Bailey from the blue line. Hurt holds on to it. Jaglinski will take the draw for the Evergreens. Goes behind the net. Wausau West tries to center there. That's Langolas. Plays it off to the far side. The Evergreens again can't quite get the puck cleared here. Behind the net now, here's Kisley ahead to Ottinger. West holds it at the blue line. That's deflected off Jaglinski, and that's how it goes out of the zone. Off of Jag's body and out. West looks to regroup at neutral ice. on the far side boards. Cross ice pass, too wide, bounces off the boards. Jakus takes it back to the Evergreens. Jakus tried to flick that forward, and the Evergreens had a two-on-one if they hurried. It was a little bit too long. Jaglinski couldn't catch up with it. Now Jaglinski tripped up. Penalty coming, and the Evergreens are going to go on the power play. Wausau West player yanked down Jaglinski, and the Evergreens are going to go on the power play here. And it's the Everest student section that will chant. Penalty box door opens. And off comes Lucas Langolis. Evergreens get another power play opportunity. Penalty comes at 4:37 of the second period. Lucas Langolis for trip. Puck drops, and the Evergreens are on the power play for just the second time tonight. Evergreens try and hold this in the zone. It goes out. Jakus is there, but he's back skating to his own blue line. Jakus now moves it forward to Hackbarth. So opportunity knocks for the Evergreens. Here's Ortell. He's onside along the far side boards. Ortell tries to center it back to Brady Bunnell. Bad pass out of the zone, and the Evergreens have to clear. Hackbarth will go behind the net with Sipple chasing him. Sipple just knocked the puck away and took it shorthanded. Sipple is circling back, gives to his own teammate, and now Wausau West gives the puck back. Here's Ortell with Colby Schmidt and Hackbarth trailing, and the Wausau West defender knocked that puck away. Evergreens play it from the corner, trying to get this centered, and Wausau West again takes it out of the zone and holds it, sends it all the way down. West is halfway through this penalty kill. 1 minute left in the man advantage, and the Evergreens start their rush from behind their own net. Jakus will start the drive. Long pass ahead to Ortell at the blue line, off of Ortell's stick. Wausau West takes it back. Shorthanded look, and a penalty's coming up on the Evergreens, and it's a touchy one, too. Colby Schmidt's going to get called for a hook. Oh, my goodness. Very touchy on the turnover on a night when nothing's been called. That one is called. We're going to skate 4-on-4 for 43 seconds, and Wausau West will have 1:17 coming up. Taking off Ketton Ottinger. Ketton Ottinger is off. Hooking. So 4-on-4 we go. Wausau West right in front of the net, jabbing in front, covered up by Ethan Hurt, and playing beyond the whistle, Carson Marquardt and Davis Hackbarth. And they're still jawing at each other as they're going to have an offensive zone faceoff. So the moment we went to 4-on-4, West is pressuring the net again. Hackbarth is going to take the draw against Ty Bailey. Goes back to the blue line, flicked on goal, stick save by Ethan Hurt, and sent it to the corner. Brady Bunnell there for the Evergreens, and Hackbarth circles around again. We're 4-on-4 for 20 seconds. Then Wausau West will be on the power play. Evergreens have killed off one penalty. They'll look to kill another. Here is Ortell rushing up near side board, so the spacing favors the Evergreens. Ortell shot off the blocker. Tougher save in a while made by Adam Prokop. Bounces off the far side boards. One on one coming back the other way. Shot off the blocker. Ethan Hurt has denied Cade Goober. And now the 4-on-4 period is over. Wausau West gets their skater back, and West skates with a 5-on-4 advantage for the next 1 minute and 12 seconds. 10:18 to play third period, still scoreless. Ethan Hurt has made all the tough saves tonight, too. Hackbarth gets called out of the circle. Grant Ortell is going to take this draw. Puck bounced towards the net, now steered off into the corner. Hackbarth got a stick on it, and now the Evergreens look to possess behind the net. So the Evergreens shorthanded. Jakus stops on a dime, slides it ahead to Hackbarth. Hackbarth is taken down. Penalty coming up again! Hackbarth was hooked to the ice. So suddenly the penalties are coming 1, 2, 3 in a row. Hackbarth will come off. You'll be back to 4-on-4 hockey for 52 seconds, and then the Evergreens will have the power play. Hackbarth was pulled down to the ice. Mark Sipple, who spends almost no time in the penalty box, is taken off here. So 4-on-4 hockey time at 7:02 of the third period. Mark Sipple, the box. Greens will get an offensive zone faceoff out of this too. It'll come to Prokop's left, and Hackbarth will take this. I mean, in the 0-0, wow, they're just posting that as Sipple, a five-minute major being posted here for, that's got to be head contact or a hit from behind. What a big opportunity for the Evergreen. So 4-on-4 for 45 seconds, and then Walsall West has got to pull off the kill off the remainder of the five-minute major. Oh, my goodness. Here's Yakus, flicks it out of the zone. Again, we're 4-on-4 for another 30 seconds. Still 0-0. Walsall West is offside for a stoppage. EverythingEvergreens.com is where you'll get every score here, podcasts of every game, a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Boy, I mean, this game may very well come down to the five-minute major on Sipple instead of the two-minute minor that we had been expecting. At 4-on-4, Evergreens hold the zone there. Hackbarth, and Hackbarth just absorbed a high hit. Lucky that that wasn't a cross-check there. Walsall West can't afford any more men in the box. At 4-on-4, West comes back. 2-on-1, but the one back for the Evergreens is Yakus, and West is offside. The Walsall West player, Langolis, was offside, and he spun around and looked at the referee like, who, me? Only 5 seconds left in 4-on-4 hockey. Then the Evergreens will have a 4-minute and 8-second power play as Sipple continues to sit for the 5-minute major. Faceoff is outside the West offensive line. Evergreens, here's Ortel. Ortel tried to stick-handle that puck into the zone and got knocked away. Walsall West sends it down. The Evergreens are back to full strength with 9 minutes left in the game. And the Evergreens will skate with a power play for 4 minutes. From behind their net, here's Yakus, who will start the rush. Yakus going to be on the ice for an extended period here. Yakus tried to get that ahead, turn the puck over. The Evergreens have to retreat and get this. Here's Hackbarth, circles back at his own red line. Evergreens have to wait for a moment and clear. Hackbarth gets it ahead to Ortel, cross ice. There's some room there for Yakus. Big wind-up shot over the crossbar. He had Prokop beat. Sent it just a little bit high. Evergreens back to Yakus' near side. Yakus tries to feed this in front. Colby Schmidt jamming at it. It's behind the net. Oh, the near side post was open. Evergreens power play ratcheting up here. Hold the zone here at the near side boards. Evergreens Ortel, lots of pressure on the net. Hackbarth shot, save. Prokop has made 3 in a row. Hackbarth still holds at the corner. Got a whistle here, got a stoppage. Did that go out of play? Got a penalty coming up here too. What is this? 3:08 left in the 5-minute major, and there's a penalty on the Evergreens on Grant Ortel. So we go back to 4-on-4 hockey. This is an Ortel 2-minute minor. You know, and a game where nothing was called. Neither team had penalty opportunities. Now the penalties whistle sounding a lot. Ortel goes off for boarding. At 9:54 of the period, Grant Ortel to the box, 4-on-4 hockey. Puck drops. Again, 4-on-4. Walsall West controls, flicked on goal. That's blocked, save, and covered up here by Hurt. And Hurt got hit hard after the whistle had sounded. Is Hurt okay? He's up. Hurt is right in the face of the player that knocked him down, Thomas Gurum. There'll be 1:48 remaining in the 4-on-4. And then the Evergreens go back on the power play. 7:54 left in the game. We've had very little 5-on-5 hockey here in this third period. Evergreens take this in their own defensive end. Again, each team with just 4 skaters on the ice. Circling back here is Quinton Shiro. Shiro tries to get that ahead for Jaglinski. Turned over, and Walsall West sends it back into the corner. Just 7.5 left, and no goals scored so far tonight. Walsall West cross ice. Back to the near side board. Shot just wide. One of the few times that Hurt was beat. and Brady Cleveland's shot was wide. Coming back the other end, Zinda. Zinda had it stick-checked away from him, and while laid out there is the Evergreens, Quinton Shiro, no penalty there. Wausau West comes back 2-on-3, shot on goal, save again by Ethan Hurt. Hurt stopping everything. Ty Bailey is denied. Bailey had the 1-on-1 back in the second period that Hurt also denied. Bailey's going to have saucer eyes when he comes off the ice. 4-on-4 for another 106. Puck drops on the far side boards in the west offensive zone behind the net. Yakus for the Evergreens. Sends it off the board, sends it out of the zone. Wausau West retreats to their own red line. They possess here. West on the far side in front of the scorer's table. Cross ice. Warriors are onside. Lucas Langolis. Langolis near side, skating in, looking to center. That's a tough angle. Carried it too far down near the zone and denied there. Think of Kubela. Kubela needs to let that fly early. 35 seconds left in 4-on-4. Wausau West still holds. Yaku's big hit behind the net, trying to force the Warriors player off. Penalty's coming up here, and it's going to be on Yaku's, I think. Big scrum for it, yeah. Wow, the Evergreens, it's going to be 4-on-3 now. Yaku's is going to be taken off for the way he engaged Brady Cleveland. Second time that Yaku's goes the box here. Yaku's to the bin. ...10:29 of the third period. Jacob Yakus is off for the second time tonight. Elbow. Yep. Evergreens with only three skaters on the ice. 4-on-3. 6.5 left in the regulation period. Wausau West goes out into the slot. Shot wide of the near side post. Carson Marquardt bounces off the boards. West holds near side blue line. Shot there. Hits the post and goes in. Wausau West has scored. Connor Healy is the goal scorer for Wausau West. That's the penalty that hurts the Evergreens. Connor Healy. At 10:43 of the third period, skating 4-on-3. One nothing Warriors. That Yaku's penalty was costly. So now it's back to 4-on-4. Ortell, who had been in the box, gets to come out. The Evergreens will still have a power play, so it's getting 4-on-4 now. As Ortell comes out, Yaku's is still in. It's 1-0, and there's 6 minutes left in regulation. The Evergreens will be on the power play for about 30 seconds. So they're going to get their man back out of the box before the 5-minute major on Sipple expires. Shot on goal there while Ethan Hurt didn't know where it was. It's under his pads. Hurt almost gave up another one. 5:40 left in the game. The Evergreens have played so well and have been so tough against Wausau West. And West scores, again, in the most unusual of circumstances, while we were skating 4-on-3. Sipple was in the box for a 5-minute major, and the Evergreens had Ortell and Yaku's both in the bin for 2-minute minors. Puck drops now in the offensive zone for the Warriors. Evergreens' Jaglinski looks to move this forward. Evergreens skating onside here. Here's Ortell, who's back on the ice. Ortell's shot, glove saved by Prokop. The Evergreens looking to get the equalizer quickly. Prokop will hold it, and the Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff. 4-on-4 hockey for 30 seconds more. Again, there had only been three penalties called in the entire game until this third period. Then we've had five called in this period. Hackbarth takes the draw. Wausau West wins it. 1-on-2. And in the corner, here is Jaglinski for the Evergreens. Forced off the puck. West will have it behind the net. Goes back out to the blue line. Sliding cross ice. Now down in the slot. Passes behind Marquardt. And the Evergreens take it away. Looking to clear here. Hurt will leave it behind the net for Jaglinski. Evergreens are going to carry this puck for the final 3-2-1. Now the Evergreens will have a man advantage for 30 seconds. So can the Evergreens work at this? Evergreens are back at full strength. Almost turned the puck over here. Hurt cannot clear. Wausau West gets it back. Bounced off the boards, sent all the way down. We're going to be at 5-on-5 hockey now for the final 4.5 minutes of tonight's game. Yep, both teams now back at even strength. Wausau West carries this in. Quinton Shiro just forced the West player off the puck. Shiro looks to move forward. 5-on-5, 4.5 minutes, and the Evergreens now find themselves trailing 1-0. Sipple back, flicked on goal wide of the near side post. Shot here from the near side boards. Bouncing puck loose in front off of Hurt, and now Hurt covers it. 4:14 left. Again, a lot of conversation about that West player, Ty Bailey. Played past the whistle, made more contact with Hurt. West gets an offensive zone faceoff. Evergreens haven't gotten a look at the net. Only got that one timer from Ortell since going down 1-0. Puck drops, goes into the corner. Evergreens control it. Look to slide this puck all the way down. It's going to be icing. Offensive zone faceoff again for Wausau West at 4:08 to play. Scoreless first period, scoreless second period. And Wausau West breaks the tie at 10:43 of the third period. That's a very long stretch before we got to the first goal. I said before, it just has the feel of a 1-0 game. That's where we're at right now. So can the Evergreens change the script? Zinda will take the draw. Wausau West sends it back to the blue line. They win that faceoff. Shot traffic in front. It's deflected off the Everest player, Kenton Ottinger. And that bounced off the backside of the net. Wausau West looks to center. Evergreens have Yakuz closing in on it. Under 4 minutes to play now. Yakuz has just taken the puck away. Bounced off the boards. Goes forward now to Alex Kessley. Kessley had the puck too far out in front of him. Sticked back. Evergreens still hold. It's back to Yakuz, who now goes behind the net. Evergreens have some time to work with, but they got to work harder for the equalizer. Got to generate more offensive chances. Bounces off the Wausau West player down the ice. Wave off icing. West picks it up at their own defensive end. Warriors bouncing puck forward. Very quick recap, however, this one handles. Wausau West carrying that in. Cade Gruber tried to get it centered. It was behind Connor Wendell. Evergreens come back the other way. Hackbarth wide of the near side post. Hackbarth with a one-timer. Bounces off the boards. Comes all the way out of the zone. Wausau West comes out the other way. That is put on goal. Shot saved by Ethan Hurt, denying Chase Pallier. Yakuz just came out elbows high. While Yakuz can't afford another... We cannot have any more penalties called on them here. 3 minutes left. Evergreens have the puck. Yakuz behind his own net sent that up into the rafters and out of play. 2:46 left. And the Evergreens trying to get even here, in danger of being shut out. Suddenly, goals have been hard to come by. The Evergreens managed only one goal, a Hackbarth short-handed goal in a 1-1 tie against Lakeland on Saturday. And no goals tonight. In both of those games, the Evergreens have been facing elite goaltenders. Offensive zone faceoff for Wausau West. Evergreens got a player there to disrupt the chance, Brady Bunnell. Behind the net. Tried to get that to Hackbarth off the boards. It's behind him. Shot from outside the blue line is on goal. Ethan Hurt save. Leaves it for his teammate, Parker Hurt. Parker Hurt comes up, trying to get this puck out of the zone. Instead goes off the boards. Hurt centers back, bounces it off the boards. Time is soon going to be friendly for Wausau West. 2:15 left. Puck goes down the ice. Hackbarth, little too far out of his reach. Wausau West player carries behind his own net defensively. Colby Schmidt tries to fight the puck back. West comes back. 2-on-2 the other end. Tried to center, too far. Trying to set up there, Cole Haynes, and it was behind him. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens had Ortell there. Puck was behind Ortell. His momentum carried him further away from it. Under 2 minutes to play. Wausau West trying to make this 1-0 lead stand up. West has it in the near side corner offensive zone. Back to the blue line. Again, Evergreens can't give up another. That one got through. A lot of traffic. Save in front. Sipple put that on goal, and Ethan Hurt with another save. Hurt has made a lot of saves tonight. Evergreen's bounced this off the boards, trying to get it into the zone. Walsall West picks up at the red line. Big hit on open ice. That was clean. It sent Ketton Ottinger flying. Everest player taken down. No penalty there. Walsall West coming back. One on two. One timer by Sipple is wide of the near side post. Now we're down to 1 minute and 10 seconds left. And Walsall West has that puck deflect and go out of play. West sends it high over the crossbar and out. Can't blame Ethan Hurt here. Ethan Hurt has played tremendously, but at some point the Evergreens may try and get their goalie off to skate 6-on-5. The Evergreens are taking their timeout right now with 1:06 left in the game. So the Evergreens are in danger of going down hard tonight. Much easier game coming on Thursday against Marshfield, but the Evergreens will be frustrated with a loss today. They played so well. Ethan Hurt takes the goalie's face mask off for just a moment. And again, I think if the Evergreens can possess the puck, I would imagine that right now you try and get the goalie off and try and skate this 6-on-5. Try and get the equalizer late here. I'm Chris Conley. DC Everest Hockey against Walsall West. This was a good one. I mean, we've had blowouts. The Evergreens have been a much tougher opponent than the 4-1 loss to West that we had earlier in the season. Right, the buzzer tells us that the timeout is over. The face-off to restart play will come from outside the Walsall West offensive blue line, near side dot. And the Evergreens are slow in getting back onto the ice. So now after the buzzer, we have the whistle. Goalie stays on, at least for now. Ethan Hurt goes back behind the pipes, but if the Evergreens can possess this puck, they're going to skate Hurt off, I believe, and they'll go 6-on-5. Here's the drop. Evergreens possess it and try and get that puck forward. Hurt stays on the ice right now, and circling back is Yakuz, who just turned it over. The Walsall West player fans. Shot there is deflected off of Sipple's stick. Goes to the corner. 45 seconds left. Here's Yakuz starting his run. Evergreens do not get the goalie off. Ahead to Hackworth. Now they're getting the keeper off. 40 seconds left. The Evergreens will play this 6-on-5. Evergreens hold the zone, and Walsall West sends it down the ice. Clock continues to run down. 30 seconds left in regulation. Goalie is off. Walsall West, Evergreens net is empty. Evergreens go cross ice. Yakuz at his own blue line. Ahead to Shiro. It's in his skates. 20 seconds left. Now it's in the corner. Shiro took a big hit. Yakuz back to the blue line. Tried to flick that forward. Put it on net. Goes wide. Back out to the blue line. Put on goal wide of the near side post. That's Jaglinski. 10 seconds left. Evergreens have the puck in the corner in their offensive zone. Can they get it centered? It's pinned up there, and time is going to run out on the Evergreens. 2-1. Boy, the Evergreens are tough luck losers today. Shut out by Walsall West, 1-0. Evergreens gave West as good a game as you can imagine. And the Evergreens fall, 1-0 is our final score. The lone goal coming during 4-on-3 hockey in the third period. As the hour is late, we will be back to recap in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Marathon Park, where just moments ago, Walsall West broke the Evergreens' hearts with a 1-0 victory. Walsall West goal scored by Connor Healy at 10:43 of the third period. We played scoreless hockey until that point. 4-on-3 hockey. Evergreens had two players in the penalty box. They had Jacob Yakuz and Grant Ortel both serving two-minute minors. Walsall West at the time of the goal had Mark Sipple serving a five-minute major. So 4-on-3 hockey when the one and only goal came. Evergreen skated the final 45 seconds, 6-on-5, got two looks at the net. It was not to be. 37 saves for the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt, who was fabulous tonight. Prokop had to make only 9 saves. The Evergreens were outshot tonight, 39-9. Walsall West improves to 16-2-0 on the season. Evergreens with the loss are 9-8-2. Again, our final score, Walsall West with a third period goal defeats the DC Everest Evergreens 1-0. Thanks for staying up with us tonight. That wraps up our hockey coverage from Marathon Park. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.